This is Rob Stewart Vale welcoming you to a program of organ music brought to you each week by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists. Today's program will feature the organist John Ayer playing works of Johann Sebastian Bach on the Flintrop organ at Bush Hall, Harvard University. Our artist today is John Ayer, organist and choir master of St. John's Episcopal Church in Memphis and director of the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir. Mr. Ayer opens his program today with the prelude and fugue in E minor, The Wedge, of Johann Sebastian Bach, as played on the Flintrop organ at Bush Hall, Harvard University.
Thank you.
John Ayer has just performed the Prelude and Fugue in E minor, The Wedge, of Johann Sebastian Bach on the Flintrop organ at Busch Hall, Harvard University. The first organ installed at Busch Hall was built in 1937 by the Aeolian Skinner Organ Company under the direction of G. Donald Harrison. It was heard for many years on the weekly nationwide CBS radio program played by E. Power Biggs. This instrument was replaced in 1958 by the Flintrop organ we're hearing today. The instrument was used by Mr. Biggs for many LP recordings from then until his death in 1977. It's a Baroque-inspired instrument ideal for the performance of Bach's music. John Ayer continues his program with the chorale prelude on Allein Gott in der Höhe sei Ehre, To God Alone, Glory on High, of Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. You've just heard music of Bach, the chorale prelude on Allein Gott in der Höhe sei Ehre, To God Alone, Glory on High. It was played by John Ayer on the Flintrop organ at Bush Hall, Harvard University. These programs featuring organs and organists from the Boston area have been brought to you for over 44 years by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists and WCRB. If you have any comments on these programs, send them to the AGO in care of WCRB, 750 South Street, Waltham, 02453. Today's program was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of Music for the Pipe Organ.